Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Haman's dead.
Yay.
He kind of got impaled, I think.
I think he got impaled.
Yeah, that was after the banquet where, you know, the queen, Esther. Jesus, can't think of her name.
The Book of?
Yeah, the Book of. She held a banquet for the king and Haman. But, then she told King, hey, you know, this guy's an asshole. King's like, you're fucked. And then he was.
And then Haman got.
Not in a good way.
Impaled on the same poll he had set up to actually impale Mordecai.
Yeah.
In a twist of fate.
Right. So that was Esther chapter 7.
Sure as fuck was.
And, couple things real quick here.
Okay.
First thing is that we are sorry.
Ooh, yeah, we are so sorry.
So we're in the middle of moving right now, and it's not as easy as we thought it would be. So we are woefully behind on shit.
Everything.
Yeah, so, everything. I mean, we're still on the right day so far, but we're sorry today, and we're sorry for any future todays that happen.
Like tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be late.
Maybe the next day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We have the best of intentions, and we will get the episodes out. They just won't be at the regularly scheduled times.
Right. We'll probably get them out on the right days, maybe.
Yeah.
Or at least close to the right day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. But, yeah. But
we're making a valiant effort here, guys.
This move is going to kill us.
Oh, I hate moving. Things I don't hate, though. We have a new patron.
What?
Yeah.
In the middle of our move, we get a new patron?
Right. Couldn't have come at a better time, right?
Wow.
So their name is Dion.
Dion, thank you.
I hope I say that right.
Well, thank you.
And we've been picking up patrons here a little bit, like more often than we've picked up a few in the last week or two.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we've got another shout out to do, I think, tomorrow.
Really?
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But
Dion, thank you so much for your support. It means the world. And I mean, every bit helps. I know we say this all the time, but it all adds up to helping us run this podcast and do what we can do. And honestly keep it afloat. Cause I mean, we wouldn't be doing this without you, really.
No, it's true. Because right now, with the move and everything, our finances are stretched so fucking thin that y'all are keeping the podcast afloat, literally.
I mean, yeah, yeah, right.
So, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a ton. All right, well, that being said, so let's now get into...
Esther, chapter 8.
All right.
Okay, Esther, chapter 8.
Okay.
That same day. The day that...
that Haman died?
That Mordecai didn't.
Yeah, that day.
Yeah. King Xerxes gave Queen Esther the estate of Haman, the enemy of the Jews. God damn, it just keeps coming.
Yeah.
I mean, if Haman wasn't such a dick, I'd feel sorry for him.
So wait, not only did Haman die, but his whole family's now, like, homeless, or at least under... the care of Esther at some level or something?
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Okay.
And Mordecai came into the presence of the king, for Esther had told how he was related to her. She's like, oh, by the way, I'm Jewish.
Right,
I don't know if you knew, but I am.
Okay. All right. And he's good with it, I guess.
I guess. The king took off his signet ring, which he had reclaimed from Haman, and presented it to Mordecai. And Esther appointed him over Haman's estate. Wow.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's some kismet. That's some karma right there.
Right.
Esther again pleaded with the king, falling at his feet and weeping. She begged him to put an end to the evil plan of Haman the Agagite, which he had devised against the Jews.
Wait, that's still hanging over?
That's still hanging over.
We just killed the guy, but that's still hanging out there.
He put out a decree. He didn't, like, rescind it. It's not like a Facebook post where you could just delete it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So she's like, okay, thank you for all that. Appreciate the house. That's awesome. You killed Haman. Sweet.
Can you not kill us now?
Could we not do a genocide?
Right. Genocide's bad.
I'm just asking. Like, could we not genocide me and us?
Yeah.
I would appreciate it.
My stepdad type person.
Right. I would like to live.
Right.
And I would also like my family. I mean, if it's okay with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your majesty.
Right.
Okay. Then the king extended the gold scepter to Esther and she arose and stood before him.
Mm.
Remember she
did just, she just touch the tip this time?
Just touches the tip.
Okay.
Just the tip.
All right.
If it pleases the king, she said, and if he regards me with favor and thinks it the right thing to do, comma, and if he is pleased with me, comma, let an order be written overruling the dispatches that Haman, son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, devised and wrote to destroy the Jews and all the king's provinces, all the king's horses and all the king's men.
Like, you're groveling. You're groveling.
Please don't
to not have him kill your kin.
Yeah. Please.
That's, I mean.
Please.
I don't feel like I could muster that kind of, I don't know. I would be mad.
Right.
You know, like I wouldn't be, I guess you do what you got to do, but man, that's a rough pill to swallow.
Right. Yeah. She continued, for how can I bear to see disaster fall on my people?
Right.
How can I bear to see the destruction of my family?
Mm-hmm.
She's saying it so much kinder than
I
would.
Yeah.
It would make me so fucking sad if, like, my family died, and as well as every relative. That would make me super sad-o.
Right.
Could you just maybe not?
Right.
King Xerxes replied to Queen Esther and to Mordecai the Jew, "Because Haman attacked the Jews, I have given his estate to Esther, and they have impaled him on the pole he set up.
Right.
Now write another decree in the king's name, in behalf of the Jews, as seems best to you." You know, write whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
"And seal it with the king's signet ring."
You know. Sounds to me like he doesn't really give a fuck what's going out of his estate as far as decrees and whatever.
No. And it also sounds like he don't give a fuck about the Jews one way or the other.
Right. He's just like, honestly. Oh, I kind of like you. You do whatever, man.
You saved my life.
I don't like you anymore, so you do whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, whatever. Yeah. Just do something, man.
Everybody just, you're bothering me.
Yeah.
When's the next banquet?
Right.
"For no document," he continued, "written in the king's name and sealed with his ring can be revoked."
Well,
except for I'm revoking
it. Right, yeah.
So I just lied.
Yeah.
But I'm a king, and kings don't lie.
Right.
So I'm just saying, do a thing.
Yeah.
Like, call it whatever you want, but just take care of it. Here's my ring.
Maybe the last one wasn't sealed with his ring?
I thought it was.
Oh, but it was definitely in his name. They definitely said it was written, you know, his name was on it.
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty sure. "At once the royal secretaries were summoned. On the 23rd day of the third month, the month of Sivan, they wrote out all Mordecai's orders to the Jews and to the satraps, the governors, the nobles of the 127 provinces stretching from India to Kush."
India to Kush. Wow.
That's
a big territory.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
They were all kinds of spread out.
Right.
"These orders were written in the script of each province." Oh, that's kind of cool. "And the language of each people, and also to the Jews in their own script and language."
Hmm.
I forgot that they did that.
Yeah.
Because each group was able to maintain its own lifestyle and way of living and culture.
Right.
That's cool. "Mordecai wrote in the name of King Xerxes, sealed the dispatches with a king's signet ring, and sent them by mounted couriers who rode fast horses, especially bred for the king."
Oh, wow.
He had special horses.
Yeah, he doesn't have them slow horses. He's got the fast ones.
He's got only fast horses for this king.
Yeah.
The king's, you know what? I'm going to go so far as to say this is the first time that they've mentioned specially bred horses for a king.
Yeah.
Solomon didn't have these horses.
Right. Yeah.
David didn't have horses like that.
Right.
And they were like the richest motherfuckers on the planet or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
Right.
"The king's edict granted the Jews in every city the right to assemble and protect themselves, to destroy, kill, and annihilate the armed men of any nationality or province who might attack them and their women and children."
Oh, wow.
"And to plunder the property of their enemies."
Oh.
God damn.
Man.
"The day appointed for the Jews to do this in all the provinces of King Xerxes was the 13th day of the 12th month."
Wait.
"The month of Adar."
The day that they can kill other people for invading them?
Uh-huh.
Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
The day that everybody is set to go kill the Jews, the king is saying, on this day, you are free to defend yourself in any way you see fit.
I mean, if they're there to kill me, I'm going to do that anyway.
But thank you, sir. Much appreciation that I ain't going to get axed for it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
"A copy of the text of the edict was to be issued as law in every province and made known to the people of every nationality, so that the Jews would be ready on that day to avenge themselves on their enemies."
I just imagine, like, these people out in these provinces that got the last letter,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, a few weeks back or whatever, mm-hmm. getting the new one, like, God damn it. The right? fuck, man? We were getting ready to kill all these people. Now we got to scrap all those plans. We sharpened all those fucking axes.
I was
going
to say, I spent so much money on weaponry. I was really looking forward to this party. I bought new shoes.
Right? Yeah.
Like, I buffed up my body bathing skills.
Sure.
Because, you know, I don't wash myself good that often. But this called for a special cleansing.
Right, right.
I mean, I spent so much fucking money on this.
And
I was planning a party for after.
Right, yeah.
Ugh. The couriers riding on the royal horses went out, spurred on by the king's command. That king told them to go fast, and those horses went fast. And the edict was issued in the citadel of Susa.
Oh, thank goodness. Man, right? That was a close one.
I was wondering.
Yeah, I wasn't, but...
When Mordecai left the king's presence, he was wearing royal garments of blue and white, a large crown of gold, and a purple robe of fine linen.
Mm.
And the city of Susa held a joyous celebration. For the Jews, it was a time of happiness and joy, gladness and honor.
Well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. In every province and in every city to which the edict of the king came, there was joy and gladness among the Jews with feasting and celebrating. And many people of other nationalities became Jews because fear of the Jews had seized them. The end.
Wait, I thought other people couldn't become Jews.
They just did.
Okay.
Maybe they married in.
Maybe.
I don't really know what that means.
I don't know how that works.
And why were they afraid of them?
Because they're not allowed to commingle, remember?
Yeah.
And we just covered that the last book.
Right. But if they convert, because remember like the... When they were like, stop commingling, and if you don't stop commingling, then you gotta leave, and they kicked the women's out.
Okay, all right.
And remember, but the ones that converted, they were like, okay, you could stay, you're Jewish now.
Right, right.
Okay. You just have to be Jewish.
Yeah. Like,
you gotta pray, eat, play, work, do all the things Jewish.
Right, got it.
You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah. Okay. You know what? I would hate to be in one of the provinces where the courier got, like, killed along the way.
Seriously?
What if the message never made it to a certain province?
Right.
And all the Jewish people died anyway. That would suck.
I wonder about that.
Right? Because you're relying on a horse and a guy.
One horse and a piece of paper. But it's a fast horse, though.
It doesn't stop him from getting killed still.
It's the king's horse.
Right.
It's
but
so
what's
fast.
A king's horse going to do against a bow and arrow?
It's so fast.
I'm just saying.
It's specially bred for these occasions.
Okay.
All right. I'm just reading what the Bible said.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right. Well, was that it?
That was it. That was the end.
So that was Esther chapter 8.
Sure as fuck was.
And we'll be back tomorrow at some point.
With Q&A Saturday. Sorry, I'm all fucked up.
Oh, you're good. And then on Sunday, we're going to try to get out a...
Patreon one.
Right. And then on Monday, we'll be back with...
Esther, chapter 9.
All right, guys. We'll see you then.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Hi.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.